You're listening to an ICA podcast.
Hi, this is Warren Eagles coming to you from Beijing, China, where I'm actually working on the install of the last ever DaVinci 2K. I'm doing the training here, so it's sort of an end of an era after over 450 DaVinci 2Ks have gone in. This is the last one. Apologise for there being a bit of delay, but a lot has been going on. The guys have all been very busy. We've all been doing our own grading projects. I've been working on a number of big drama shows here in Australia, both in Melbourne at my own grading facility. I've now got a grading room at home, which is Apple Colour and Resolving It. And I've been coordinating with a number of facilities with doing stuff at my home base, which is great. Don't have to travel as much. I'm enjoying that. I know Kevin's been busy doing a fair bit of stuff over in Europe, travelling around. Blake did the first Resolve classes in London, and he's setting up to do some in Munich as we speak later on this month. So things have been busy. But the big news is we finally got our dates to run the US classes in Los Angeles. So we now have an ICA LA Training Center, which is in Burbank, and I've announced some classes for December. There are two sets of R101, which is the Resolve 101 classes. The first one going out the 2nd and 3rd of December, Thursday and Friday. These classes are designed for anyone who's been grading, maybe using another app, another software, and wants to get a really good heads up on what the Resolve software is about. Especially good for freelancers or new people, new guys who are starting up new shops. Within 2 days, you can really get a good handle on how this works. And like all our classes, though we are teaching, obviously, the 101, we've got to get the basics of the software. There'll be lots of hands-on, and there'll be lots of how to do other stuff. So don't worry if you've never done much colour correction before. There'll be enough in this for you to get a lot more out of it than just how to use the software. And the second class is on the following Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That is Colourist Strategies. Now this is a general class, generic, so it's not necessarily about how to use the software, although I'll be doing it on Apple Colour and on Resolve, so that'll be the software I'll be using, but I'll be talking very generally about all the different software and grading apps that you could be using. It is about how we approach grades, how we get our colour theory right at the beginning, how we approach a particular type of job, whether it be a movie or commercial, how we work with clients. I'm devoting a fair part of one of the days to looks and styles, looking at classic looks, looking at clips from things that I like, and maybe things from what you like. We'll be then trying to recreate those, doing them in different ways. Things like Orange and Teal, Schindler's, Huge Grads, a thing I called Hollywood versus Bollywood. Just looking at the different ways, and then once we've done that, look at how can we create new looks. How can we create things that suit our workflow and what our clients want, and then obviously how can we do them quickly? You know, a lot of what we do is creative and we love doing it, but unless we're billing, unless we are making money doing what we're doing, it's very hard for us to sustain it and keep doing it. So at the end of the day, it's quite a reality type class really. It's how we can obviously get on, be colourists, but we want to make some money as well. So mix that up with a few other things in the mix, which is generally goes into the all-round job of the colourist. That's what makes up a 3-day colourist strategies class. Then followed that is the weekend Resolve 101, which is on the weekend. And I'll just pull up my calendar here just to check and finalise what those dates are. That is the weekend December 11 and 12. So that's an RY 101. Exactly the same as the earlier one on the 2nd and the 3rd. It's just a lot easier probably for some people to make a weekend. That's why I've split it up and I'm doing two classes. So if you're away maybe the first one, you can make the second one. And the last class is probably the one I enjoy the most. That is on the 13th, and that is the looks class. And that's where we go through a number of those looks that I mentioned earlier in for the CS class. But we just go through them a bit more in depth, and we talk about, again, how did they create them, look at actual sections of movies, then try and recreate them on our software, and those more with our actual footage, with our media, which obviously sometimes is quite a long way from the million-dollar budgets they had on these big movies. A lot of people ask me now, what type of class will I be suited for? You know, do I need anything to be able to attend, any experience? And the truth of that one is no. All you really need is enthusiasm and really an eye for what you like in colour correction. If you are a person that likes a certain style, can look at things and knows what you want, then this could do, any of these classes could be for you. Obviously helps maybe if you have a bit of a colour correction background, or you have an editing background or VFX, so you know a way around maybe something like Final Cut Pro or some software like that. That always makes things easier, because as you know, or if you're working in the industry now, it's become a lot more of a file-based workflow than it ever used to be. As colorists, we used to handle film. We used to handle maybe two gauges of film, 16:35. We didn't handle tape as much, and we never handled files. So this has changed around as much. But having said that, I think the job has got a lot more creative. Now we tend to worry a lot more about the grading. It tends to be less technical. It's got more editorial. We need to be a little bit more okay or au fait with editing, conforming, rendering, and where our files are. But having said that, it's still a creative job. And if you've got an eye for a colour, and if you've got an eye for a pretty picture, then you could do well in the class. Obviously, for the 101, that is more just how to use it. But there's certain ways that you can use the software, particularly in the case of Resolve. And I think in 2 days you can garner enough information definitely to be go out there and do a job and start to work with clients. The classes are offered in a relatively laid-back fashion. I do like the clients and the students to offer up sometimes material that we can work with, offer up ideas, offer up what they want to see in the class. It won't be me sitting there for 3 days and you guys all listening. You'll be able to offer things that you want to do, get involved in the class, and that way I think as a group we all discuss things and you will get more benefits from that. One thing to remember is that all ICA classes are certified. So each student receives a certificate relating to the class that they've just taken. So that's a useful thing. And there are quite a lot of companies now are looking at the ICA site. And they do ask us about colourists, junior colourists. People are coming through who have we seen that are good. And also we get people offering us grading jobs. They might be lower budget films or music videos, but they're great things to cut your teeth on. You can play around with your test footage all day long, but there's nothing like actually finally getting to work with clients and do a real job. So there are opportunities that do come from taking one of the classes, apart from just learning an app or getting more of a heads up on colour correction. That's the latest news there. Kevin's announced some classes as well for later on next year. All these are on the website. I'm really hoping that Lorne is working on an on-set class, which will be really good. And he's hoping to bring that to Los Angeles as well. He's currently working on a movie and a drama up in Canada, and he's going to bring the knowledge he's got from doing that down and making just an on-set digital class. So I'll be looking forward to that one as well. And there's also been a fair amount of call recently for Lustre. Since the move where Lustre is now bundled with Smoke and Flame, there's some mounting pressure for us to run some Lustre classes, which Cedric and Dan are very keen to do. And one of the things that sort of interests me as well is that I can see quite a few Flame or Smoke guys wanting, obviously, to get some training on Lustre, but also their need is for a smaller panel, because I think they'll be wanting to use their existing room but maybe switch half of their Flame day, where they would have been grading in Flame, over to a Lustre half day and doing a grade, which means they're going to have to slide a panel up onto their desk. So probably a smaller panel, the Wave or the Euphonics, will probably fit their needs better than the existing Lustre panel. As always at the ICA, we are always balancing our grading with our training. So if things don't seem to be happening as fast as maybe you want, or we're not coming to a town near you, don't give up. Please submit and talk to us and let us know, and we will endeavour to get around to doing something with you. And it's always a fine balance, but I think we are better trainers by the fact we're all grading on real jobs. The other thing is to check out the website, www.icolorist.com. From there you can get to the blog. There's different stories as we go around the world doing different grades and different training experiences. And also check out the International Colorist Academy on Facebook and LinkedIn. This is Warren Eagle signing off from Beijing, from ICA podcast number 4. Thank you and goodbye.